HealingPowerHour.com.
Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Keela. I just wanted to let you all know that there was a brief interruption during the broadcast, the live broadcast of this episode, episode 21. Right at the seven-minute mark, you will notice that there is a skip from one subject to another, and that is because I had to edit out the brief silence inside of the recording. So I apologize for that. That was a little glitch on the recording system, and this is nothing wrong with your it's nothing wrong with your Windows player. This is something that was done on the editing program, and we had to, instead of you all hearing that long silence, we just cut it out and then added those two clips together. So please be mindful of that and enjoy the show. Thanks.
Tune to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L.
Everyone, this is Dr. Akila, and welcome to Healing Power Hour Radio. I am your host, Steph, hostess, and I welcome you today. Today is going to be question and answers with me. And last month was really successful, actually, even though I didn't, because I'm doing this late now, I'm not getting that many callers. And then I did get a caller, and I wasn't paying attention to the board, and I totally let that caller slide and didn't even acknowledge the caller because I didn't see the caller until the caller hung up. And this time I'm going to do my best to look at the board while I am on the air. I can't promise anything because sometimes when I get on a rant or I'm really explaining something, I don't really pay attention to the boards. I am actually like looking up at the ceiling, or I'm writing down my thoughts, and then next thing I know, I see a caller in the queue and it's too late, and by the time I put them on the air, boom, they're gone. So this time I'm going to be more mindful of the boards. And if anyone is listening or want to call in, I do see some people are listening. So we do have some listeners. Yay! I really don't care about the live listeners because, you know, this show, my shows are more listened to after the fact because I'm so unpredictable with the times I'm going to do them. Sometimes I'll say I'm going to do it at 9 o'clock p.m., and then it goes from 9 to 9:30. And then one time I did it at 11 o'clock at night. Because the morning times doesn't work for me anymore. I'm too busy in the morning. Either I'm working out or I am doing phone consultations from other people from around the world, like in Europe. So I'm doing phone consultations like 6 o'clock in the morning and then all the way up to 9, and I'm a little tired. And then next thing I know, I have to, you know, re-energize for my in-person clients. So the mornings are not working out for me anymore, so I'm going to, you know, I stop doing them, and I do them in the nighttime, preferably around 9 o'clock p.m. So that's why this is being done. And then, of course, everybody can listen to the show, the pre-recorded version of this show later, afterwards, and that's more convenient because you can listen to it at 2 o'clock in the morning, or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's your preference. So today we're going to have is episode 21. This is Q&A with me, Dr. Akilah. If you are listening live and you would like to call in and ask a health question, the call-in number is area code 347-884-9480. That guest call-in number again is 347-884-9480. Now we have a lot of you guys are always emailing me, and I have, even if we don't get callers, which is fine with me, I always have a long list of questions that are emailed to me. And I definitely, these are some very, very good questions that I'm going to go ahead and get into. But first, before I do that, I have some very good news for everyone. As a matter of fact, it's kind of a funny story. There's a company called Pure and Natural. They have very good products, actually. I'm not much of I believe in it. If you have a quality product, I'm going to back you. So, like, everybody who knows me knows that I love Nature's Way kelp. And the only reason I love Nature's Way's kelp is because no other kelp, except for Nature's Gate. Nature's Gate has 610 milligrams per capsule. Nature's Way has 660 milligrams per capsule of kelp. And everybody else is like 100, 210, that's all one for ease of 80 milligrams. And I was like, oh my goodness. So I love kelp. I take it religiously myself, and I swear by it. And so a lot of my clients will notice that if it's something that's a good product that stands out from other products, I'll be specific about the company. So like Nature's Way has the best kelp overall, all around. No one can beat them as of now. The best Acidophilus is PB8. I used to be on board with Promodophilus, and Promodophilus is by Nature's Way, too. And Promodophilus is very good as well. But PB8 outdoes them. They have more bifidus and a lot of friendly bacteria in their capsules than Promodophilus. So I'll go a representative, a distributor rep from Pure and Natural in reference to vitamin D. And this is by far the best vitamin D I have ever seen promoted, actually. And he already knows what I like and what I don't like. And if it's a quality product from a quality company, I'm all for it. I'm going to always back it up. And he was negotiating with the representative from Pure and Natural, and he was negotiating little small stuff, like he wanted a display of the product, he wanted a free display stand for the product for our wellness center, wanted little pamphlets to give out to clients that come in, you know, as well as inserts for those who purchased the product. And I guess this was just too much tidbit stuff to include into the contract. So the distributor decided that he didn't want to deal with Bruce, my business manager, anymore. He wanted to deal with the head person in charge, which was me. So he wanted to go and talk to me personally. And maybe because he knew I was a female, he assumed, and this is what I'm assuming that he's thinking, because the worst thing, he got a worst, you know, it was the worst thing he could have done for himself was to come to me. You know, he could have got away with a lot of stuff with Bruce, because if Bruce okayed it, all he had to do was bring me the contract, and I would have signed it, just looked it over and like, okay, this looks good, because I do believe in the product. This is a great vitamin D supplement, and I'm going to tell you more about it later. Charles, that's his name, the distributor representative, talks to me personally today. And we're talking and talking and talking, and I have a copy of the literature which has all this information about the product, the vitamin D product. And he knows at the moment that I am pushing for vitamin D because of the fact that this is now we're in the fall going into winter, and so a lot of us are going to be vitamin D deficient, because we're not exposed to the sun. The sun is not out that much where our bodies are getting covered. And to prevent yourself from getting the flu or the cold or pneumonia or any kind of winter-related illness, you must have vitamin D either in your diet, which most of you all don't eat right anyway, so you have to supplement your diet with taking a vitamin D supplement. And this stuff right here is the cat's meow. I've never seen any company do a 3-month supply in one bottle. This is awesome. This is some awesome stuff. So when I looked at it, I knew we was going to get it anyway. So he thought that he was going, you know, he was like, yeah, I don't really want to get it with the tangible stuff like the display and the inserts. I just wanted to get with you because you seem like the type of woman who just want to get to the meat of the matter. And I said, you know what, Charles, you're absolutely right. Forget the displays. Forget the pamphlets to pass out. And you can even forget the insert. I don't care about all that. He got all excited. He was like, great, I'll go ahead and get the contract. But I was like, whoa, no. Not yet. See, those things don't matter to me. What matters to me is you providing a discount to my customers. When I said that, pure silence on the phone. You just heard crickets and owls all in the whole moment of silence. And I said, hello? He's like, yes, he's like, well, this is already a good deal. And they were selling the product for $23 plus tax. And I said, well, it is a good product, but I want to sweeten the deal for my clients, and I think you should give them a percentage. I believe that they deserve it. And since you need to get to, in order to get to my clients, you got to go through me, this is what you have to do. This is what I'm offering. It's either, you know, you go ahead and provide some kind of discount for my clients and my customers, and we got ourselves a deal. And after a bunch of callbacks, let me get to my superiors and let me fax this over and more negotiating, I finally did get the price that I wanted for, not necessarily the price I wanted it lower, but that was being a little greedy on our part to get that much of a discount. But I did manage to get a discount. So instead of it being $23 plus tax, it's going to be strictly $19, tax included. So I managed to negotiate down to that level. So we'll be like, I think it's going to be like $19.49 or $19.95, something like that. And tax is already added to it, so that's all you have to pay. So this is pretty good deal, and we're going to be putting this on the site this week. And let me tell you a little bit more about this product, and then I'm going to go to the questions. It's a vitamin D supplement. It contains, let me see, make sure I got my facts correct. It contains 5,000 IUs per capsule, and it's 100 capsules per bottle. And this is a 3-month supply, so you only need to take one of these a day. Now, for those of you, some of you don't know how to take certain type of minerals. When it comes to calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, and zinc, these supplements are supposed to be taken in the late afternoon or early evening. Do not take these type of supplements in the morning. So it's better, vitamin D is best absorbed with that. So for those of you who listened to my program last time when I was talking about the deadly side effects of the H1N1 vaccine, aka the swine flu vaccine, I gave you a remedy to prevent yourself from getting any type of winter-related illnesses or disease. And the remedy was the apple cider, what do I call that, the immune booster, which had the garlic pieces of garlic that you chop up. Oh, by the way, some people asked me to clarify if it overspilled. If you use 3 garlics and it spill over, what does it do with the extra one? Just save it. Now, I understand some garlics are bigger than others. So if those garlics are real big, just use 2 or 1. But if they're relatively small, then you use three. But if those are good-sized garlic bulbs, then use two and cut it up and put it in there. And then if it's small, then you use three. And if it overfills, just, you know, pull out some extra. What I do is I just pull out about 4 ounces out of the bottle, and then I go ahead and put the garlic in there after I chopped it up. So you take 1 ounce of that, take one of these vitamin D pills, as well as the vitamin C, you will not get sick. I guarantee you. Actually, you could just do the whole entire immune booster drink and you still won't get sick. But to add extra insurance, because a lot of people who are getting the swine flu vaccine as well as the flu vaccine, they are being injected with the virus. So when they walk around, they're actually contaminating everybody, and they are contagious. So even if you don't get it, if you don't get that vaccine, you still have to protect yourself against those who do get the vaccine, because they're walking around with the virus itself, and they're sick. And, of course, they're just going to say, it's just a little side effects from the vaccine. No. If you get the shot, and the next day you have a fever, the next day you got a cough, the next day you're feeling icky all over, guess what, sweetheart? You have the flu. You are sick. That is not a side effect. That is specifically the virus. And you are actually, when you are out and about thinking you're protected because you got the vaccine, you're really spreading the disease to other people like us who are smart enough not to get that thing injected into us. And also, you have to protect yourself, you know, for people like us who know better. We have to protect ourselves, and we have to up our supplementation by doing the vitamin D, doing the apple cider vinegar, and doing the vitamin C. You can get the vitamin C from any reputable place, but so far no one else is selling this type of vitamin D, which is a one pill shot. And a lot of my clients always complain about taking too much capsules of herbs anyway. Wah. So this is something that's just one pill a day, and that's all you need, and you're good to go. Now, this is only going to be sold seasonally, so I'm not going to promote this or sell this on our site after the first week of March, because there's no point, you know. When March get around, after the first week, we got, what, 2-3 more weeks before spring. So the sun is going to start coming out around March time, depending on where you live. And basically, there's no point in taking a good concentration of vitamin D in that dose when the sun is coming out and you're wearing short sleeves or tank tops and you're exposing your skin to the sun, where you can get your natural vitamin D from the sun, and basically your skin is breathing and everything is good to go. So there's no need to take the supplementation unless you're the type of person who stays indoors all day and you don't expose your body to the sun at all. Then you would probably need to eat a diet high in vitamin D, and as well as take a supplementation of the vitamin D. So for those who are interested in taking advantage of that special on behalf of Pure and Natural, be sure to look at our website at the herbal products section, and I'll have it up this week. I'm also going to send a newsletter out about it, as well as you can call us or you can come over to the Wellness Center and go ahead and get your bottle. It's a 3-month supply, so it's a real good. It's just 3-month supply and one bottle, one capsule a day, and that's awesome. I love that. All right, so let's go ahead and start with the questions. Once again, those who are wanting to call live, you can call live at code 347-884-9480. Let's start with our first question. And I'm laughing at this first question because it's a very controversial question. When I got this question by email, I had to email the woman back to make sure she was serious, because me and my personal assistant, we read this question together, and I'm going to tell you what each of us thought upon reading this. Okay, so it's going to be this question is going to be a hoot. All right, so the first question is, and I'm not going to mention her name, I'm going to keep her anonymous. The first question comes from a female, and she says, my daughter is 9 years old and just started her period. What type of natural birth control should I get for her? Now, when I saw this question, I immediately emailed her back and said, are you serious? Is this really a true question? Is your daughter really 9 years old? And she emailed me immediately back. Apparently, she was in front of the computer like I was. And she said, yes, I'm very concerned. I don't want her on the birth control, Yaz, because I read that Yaz is causing women to die from heart attacks and blood clots, and now they have a lawsuit. They have like over 200 and so-and-so women who are filing lawsuits against Yaz because of the destruction it has caused their reproductive organs in addition to their circulatory system and well-being of health, as well as some of them just straight dying. But, and so she's too scared to put her on any type of birth control medications that they have on the market now from the pharmaceuticals, so she wants to try something natural. And now, when I read this question, the first thing goes into my mind is, wow, she's too young to start her period. The first thing that ran the question into my personal assistant's mind is, wow, she's too young to be put on birth control. Excuse me. So I didn't even think about the birth. I mean, of course, I have an answer for that, but my mind wasn't even going there. My mind was going on, okay, she's obviously on cow's milk. She's drinking a whole lot of it because I feel that a woman, a little girl coming on her period at the age of 9 is too soon. And if a little girl is coming on her menstrual cycle that soon, that means that her system has been bombarded with too much estrogen, which is found in what? Cow's milk. It's found in anything dairy from the cow. It's also found a lot in chicken. And we know how my people, black folks, and believe the stereotypes. You know, a lot of people get all huffy and they want to say, oh, that's racist, you know, connecting black people with chicken. Well, it's true. Black people love chicken. And the thing about it is that the proof of this is, remember when Oprah put that little coupon stating that, you know, if you get this coupon and you take it to KFC, you'll get a free baked chicken dinner. And let me tell you something, I didn't even know that it happened. And I remember driving down Highway 85 going to my martial arts training, and I saw a KFC black folks wrapped right around the building. And I'm thinking to myself, is there a concert going on inside of KFC? What's that all about? And so when I came home later that night, and, you know, clicked onto Yahoo, and that's when it's all a big brouhaha about the whole KFC thing. You know what I'm saying? So that, you know, we prove the stereotypes exist. So when you look at something like this, from my perspective, of a 9-year-old girl starting her period, I don't believe that that's an age where females are supposed to start their menstruation. So therefore, my question is, my approach is, we need to balance her hormones and get those in check, lower the estrogen so that her menstrual cycle can stop and start when it's supposed to, you know. And right now, I don't care what anybody says, you know, I believe you're supposed to have at least 2 digits in your age before you start menstruating, and therefore at the age of 9, I still find that really young. Now, that's my take on as far as the 9-year-old starting her period, because you can rectify that. Actually, you can balance the hormones, and usually you can just, the only way you can get that done is she would have to come, if she's local, because this is something hormonal, she has to get a blood test. So if she's local, she's going to have to come in and get her blood testing with me. If she's not local, she's going to have to call a naturopath or some natural type of doctor who can do blood testing and get their blood test from them and then come up with a program to regulate those hormones. Now, this whole natural birth control thing, that's a horse of another color. I am not saying that we should teach our child abstinence. You know, unless you have total control over your child, the influences of their peers is far greater than yours, unless you have excellent parenting skills. And of course, and let me just put a disclaimer. I'm speaking as a single woman. I'm in a relationship, but I don't have any children. And basically, I really can't give you any advice on why you're thinking about giving your child birth control at the age of 9 unless she's having sex. And I really think that that's just too young. Oops, I'm not paying attention to you. There we go. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention to the board again. I'm looking again now. I think that's too young for a child to have sex. It's 9 years old. Give me a break. 9 years old. I wasn't thinking about nothing but riding my bike and, playing baseball. I was a tomboy, by the way, so I did a lot of tomboyish things. But sex was just not on the thing, and I think we have to take ownership of what our child sees and hears, and it's okay to teach about sex, but it's also teach to wait until they're ready with a responsible person before engaging in sexual activities. So that's my whole take on the natural birth control. If she is if she is sexually active, then I think some counseling and some emotional protocol needs to be there, be given to her, because perhaps she's looking, if she doesn't have a father figure, perhaps she's looking for love with other men to fulfill the void of not having a male figure there in front of with her. I mean, it's so many levels this can be on for her to be having sex at 9 years old. So if you're listening, which I think you are, please give me a phone call if you're local and we can set up an appointment for several things, psychotherapy as well as this, psychoanalyzation, as well as getting a blood test to see why she's coming on her menstrual cycle at such an early age of 9. Okay, back to the second question. And I'm going to be going back and forth, so if you guys go on the board, just hang on. Don't hang up, okay? I apologize. I'm not looking at the switchboard. So I'm going back and forth from looking at my questions in my email box, as well as writing them down, too. All right, the next question is, Dr. Keela, if the H1N1 vaccine is really dangerous, then why would the CDC and FDA allow people to get injected with the vaccine? It's because of money. It's all about money. It's all about money. The federal government and the powers that be make more money off of you being sick than you being well. If you're healthy and well, you do not need them. As a matter of fact, you don't even need health insurance because there's no point of getting it if you live a healthy life. I haven't had health insurance since 1993, I think it was. 1993 and 1994. Do you know how much I cost the medical society by being so healthy? Especially with the whole cancer thing. I've cost them thousands and thousands of dollars by curing myself naturally. You know, all of the money they could have gotten from my insurance, I think I was under my dad's insurance, which is an excellent insurance company. I think it was under Blue Cross Blue Shield at the time. So I was underneath my dad's insurance when I was going to college at Fort Valley State. So, you know, just think of all of the money that they lost from chemotherapy, the hysterectomy, the aftercare in the hospital, the nasty hospital food, the medications to so-called build up my immune system after chemotherapy, constant hospital visits, during the whole chemotherapy process, you know, emotional therapy where we sit around and wear pink ribbons and tell our victim story. You know, these are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars they can rack up off of cancer, where it only costs, I think, that whole, I'm going to give a rough estimate. I would say that the whole cancer thing probably would have been, the whole process, we're talking about $130,000 that the whole thing could have cost with the medical society's bill, and it only cost me $220 of herbs. That's a big number. So when it comes to you being sick with this vaccine, here we are. This vaccine is, you know, they're giving you the vaccine. I saw it on Walmart, so I'm only going to the top of my head. It's $29.95 plus tax, okay? So we're talking about, what, $32? $32, okay? Now, you get the vaccine. That's just for one of the flu shots. I think the flu shot is $29.95. I have no idea how much they're charging for the H1N1 swine flu vaccine, so I don't know. I do know the regular flu vaccine costs $32. That's in tax included. So you get this. You get sick anyway, so you have to call off from work because you can't work. So that's more money you took off. Then you go and you get over-the-counter stuff like NyQuil, or you get some aspirins because you're aching all over. So you still, even though you got that vaccine, you're still getting over-the-counter junk to help suppress those symptoms. So with all of that, we're talking about $15, okay? So in all, we're talking about, that whole thing costs you $47 for that one vaccine. If you got both of them, you're really in trouble, okay? So you got the whole thing with that flu vaccine is $47. Now, here it is. You don't even get sick. You get vitamin C, which is cheap. I mean, vitamins, they got quality vitamin C, which is really, really cheap. You could get a cheap vitamin C for $4. $4, all right? Now, we got vitamin D, but here's a vitamin D that's not something that's going to last for a week. We got a vitamin D that's going to last for 3 months, okay? 3 months, and that's going to be $19, all right? So then already we have the vitamin C and the vitamin D, and that's going to be $23, all right? Plus, you get the garlic, which is 50 cents. So we got $23.50. And then you got the apple cider vinegar, which is also, I think it's $5, $5 or $6. Let's just be expensive about it and put $6. So then we got $29.50. So we have $29.50 versus $47. So if you go the medical route, you still get sick and it costs you $47. You go the holistic route, you get well and you're still well for the whole entire 3 months. Now, just because you got the flu vaccine, you still can possibly get sick from other stuff like a cold or pneumonia or whatever the rest of the winter season. So it can cost you even more money. You know, it can cost you another $50, all right? Then we're talking about three digits here, $120, $130. Here it is, $29.50 for $29.50 for the entire winter season. Oh, excuse me, the entire fall and winter season, because we're still in the winter season, we're still in the fall season right now, and this is where I'm still taking my vitamin D, and I'm doing apple cider immune booster right now, and I am going that route right now to make sure that I don't get sick. And so, therefore, the whole thing for the next 4 to 5 months costs you $29.50, whereas you go the medical route, we're talking over $100. So you see why the medical society don't even like us too much, because we take the healthy route. I'd rather buy herbs and stay well than buy pharmaceutical drugs and get sick from the side effects that cause me to buy more drugs. It's just an endless cycle. So when it comes to anything that the medical society do, the Cancer Foundation, that's why y'all never see me putting nothing in Cancer Foundation. I'm not catering to that. There is a cure for breast cancer. There is a cure for cervical cancer. There is a cure for all kinds of cancers. But ladies and gentlemen, how many times do I have to tell you this? That the director and the financial consultant are, and also the other executives of these cancer foundations get paid a six-figure salary. They live in extravagant houses, wonderful cars, luxury cars. They have wonderful jewelry. They live the wonderful life, and I am not hating on that. I am not hating on that. But let me tell you something, and you got to think about these people's mentality. Would they really give up that lifestyle and that six-figure income just for a cure to save thousands of lives? Think about it now. Think about it. People who are not used to falling back financially, and you, when the Wall Street crash, what was it, 2 years ago, and brokers were shooting themselves in the head because instead of living in a condo, they have to live in a two-bedroom apartment. I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. And I'm like, you shot yourself because your income just went from, you know, $200,000 to $60,000. Are you kidding me? So, you know, this is the mentality. We, of course, people who live on a certain financial bracket can't relate to this because we're more appreciative of a financial gain and level of financial wealth upon getting. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of that, did I wish everybody a blessings of peace, love, health? No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I got to stop. How can I get onto this and not wish everybody? As always, I like to wish everybody blessings of peace, love, health, happiness, and prosperity. I apologize. I always start to show off like that, and I sure did. I missed the boat on that one. Anyway, I'm beginning to go on a rant here, so let me just stop right now and just say it's all about money, okay? It's all about money. Anytime it does anything with these vaccines and they're trying to mandate it, it's about the money dollar. All right, because no other country is doing this sickness but us. We're the only ones who are doing this stuff. We're the only country who advertise pharmaceutical products to people who are not licensed to practice medicine or prescribe it to ourselves. So, anyway, next question. Okay, this has come from Linda, and Linda says, last year I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism and find that I am gaining weight like crazy. No matter what diet I try or what exercise I do, I just can't seem to shake off the weight. What do you recommend, Dr. Keela? This is a very good question. Usually when your thyroid is sluggish, it could be from a number of things, and I'm missing some information from here. So, Linda, if you're listening live, I need you to email me more specifics, because if you had a complete hysterectomy, the lack of the ovaries would secrete testosterone. So you need your uterus as well as your ovaries to produce other hormones. And a lot of times everyone who has had their ovaries removed or had a complete hysterectomy, if you had a partial hysterectomy, where you still have your ovaries, you still have a fighting chance. But when you have a complete hysterectomy, it causes a lot of strain on the thyroid to produce those hormones that the ovaries and the uterus usually produce, but they're not producing because they're gone. And a lot of times, women who notice that their ovaries are gone have a hard time losing weight. I'm not saying this is your case. I'm just saying there's a lot of factors here that could contribute to why you're not losing weight. If your thyroid, if you have hypothyroidism, I want to know why you have that. Is it because of a complete hysterectomy? Is it because you have worn your thyroid down with heavy caffeine intake? You guys know how I feel about caffeine intake. And all you folks, especially you women, love to have your coffee. You can't start your day without your coffee. I'm telling you, you're going to pay for it in the end. You overdo this coffee. And those of you who deal with fibroids, you know how I feel about caffeine intake. Now, caffeine will cause hypothyroidism. So I got to understand what it is you're doing if you're also doing that. If you're starving yourself in the morning time, that can also cause hypothyroidism. Everybody's like, I don't eat breakfast. I don't have time to eat breakfast. So I don't, you know, I skip breakfast. And then you have lunch, snack, dinner, and then next thing you know, you gorge on a big meal at night, late at night, when your metabolism is running very low, and you're supposed to have your biggest meal at lunchtime, and you're not eating anything in the morning. If you don't eat anything in the morning, you're setting yourself up to binge eat in the evening and at night. And I've noticed a lot of people eat a whole lot of food at night, skip breakfast. And then they say, well, I skip breakfast because I'm not hungry. Listen, if you're sleeping for 8 hours or more, you're supposed to be hungry upon waking up. Breakfast is breaking a fast. Break fast, breakfast. Break fast, breakfast. You break a fast with fruit. For those of you who are fasters like myself, everybody breaks a fast with fruit. You never break it with meat or anything like that. You will clog your colon up and you will cause problems. Sometimes there's some people who have died if they've gone on long periods of fasting and then saying, you know, they eat a steak and they die. Because the colon locks up, the blood gets toxic and all kinds of things go wrong. They usually have a heart attack or something goes on with toxify themselves, it goes toxic, gets into the bloodstream, and they just pass out. They pass on. But you always break your fast with fruit. So breakfast is why I always promote fruit in the morning. Always promote that. If you want your grits and oatmeal, you can eat that 30 minutes after you have fruit. But don't eat fruit with other foods. So there's a lot of things. I guess what I'm saying here is there's a lot of things that could cause you to have a hypothyroidism. I don't know what these causes are. I just gave you just a little bit of the reasons that it could be, and that was just a small amount. There's a lot of things that could cause it. So once again, you know, just like the woman who had the daughter, maybe you should call me for a phone consultation because this is something I don't have to test you for. If you live outside of the state, you can call to schedule a phone consultation. My personal assistant, Michelle, will assist you. And if you'd rather see somebody personally in person, live, you can, if you're local, you can come see me, or you can come see a naturopathic doctor. Go see a naturopathic doctor in your area. You guys got to appreciate our naturopathic doctors all around the world. We are the silent soldiers of health. All right, next question. Let me look at the boards. Okay, nobody's called. Okay, Dr. Akilah, what is your opinion on mammograms? Do you recommend them, and can you explain your answer? This is a good question. Okay, my opinion on mammograms. I don't, if you have breast implants, I am for getting the mammograms. If you do not have breast implants, I am not for getting mammograms. Because you can do a self-breast examination yourself without having that radiation go into your breast. Radiation causes cancer. Hello? All right? So therefore, I don't want to get radiation directly put into my breast just a second to see if I have breast cancer. And let's just be honest here. If I don't live the lifestyle that will welcome any kind of cancer into my body, I'm not really sweating breast cancer. Now, does that mean I don't self-examine my breast? No, it does not. Every week while I'm in the shower, once a week, maybe twice a week. Twice a week is probably if I'm in Europe and I've done some coffee, because I'm not a coffee person. I get really paranoid when I do coffee because of the caffeine. So I'm not checking for breast cancer or lumps like that. I'm checking for calcification. So sometimes you'll have a calcification forming your lymph nodes in the breast area. Doesn't necessarily always mean cancer, and those can be dissolved. So when I'm checking my breast, I don't have that mentality of, let me check for breast cancer. I'm checking for calcification, and so far it's not happened. So I check my own breast. But if you have breast implants, it is going to be a little hard for you to check those lymph nodes, so you have to go and get the mammogram. So those are that's my opinion. It depends on you. If you have breast implants, yes, get the mammograms. If you don't have breast implants, then check yourself. Now, of course, you guys know the views and opinions expressed on the show is just my opinion. But you ask me, and I don't go to get them. I don't get them. I don't live that lifestyle. I don't eat the type of food, and I don't put hate or anything into my nurturing, because your breast is the nurturing part of you. And I'm not over-nurturing, and I'm not under-nurturing. So I'm not even creating any mental or emotional causation of having or attracting any type of cancer, especially in my breast. That's just something I don't do. Okay, here is another question. This is from Shirley, and Shirley says, Dr. Keeler, I remember seeing you on TV several years ago, and someone asked you a question about douching. I forget your stance on this. Can you please explain why a woman should or shouldn't douche? That wasn't the Patricia Creighton show I was on. I remember that TV show. I used to come on there every month. Mm-hmm. I remember that. I forget what the show was called. But anyway, and I remember this show because I remember talking about douching. I am not for the dish that you get off the shelves. Women who must, okay, first of all, it depends on, dishing depends on your diet, it depends on your sexual activities, and it depends upon your lifestyle. If you are a heavy meat eater, your colon is, remember, your uterus is in between your bladder, and it's behind your bladder and in front of your colon. And a lot of times, if we have a lot of candida in our colon, it will seep into the uterus. If we have a lot of fecal matter, which is very toxic from all that steak and that nasty swine, you know, those bacteria can seep also into the uterus and therefore cause a certain type of odor. I've never known people who have clean diets to have vaginal odor. Also, there's a lot to be said about this too. If you do feel that you have to douche, if you feel that you must absolutely douche, do not douche with the white vinegar. This is very acid to the vagina, as well as being very acid to the uterus itself. If you must use vinegar, use apple cider vinegar. It's very alkalizing. It will alkalize the uterus. It will alkalize the vagina, and it will stimulate the good bacteria in the cervix, so you don't have all this discharge. Okay. Now, for those who don't want to use vinegar at all, like myself, okay, I don't like using, you know, like I said, when it comes to vinegar, don't use the white vinegar, which is off the shelves. You know, some people will, I remember, you know, a woman was overseas, and she's like, they don't have douche bags, so what can I use? And I said, go ahead and buy the douche, Summer's Eve or whatever off the store, and just empty it out, and just fill it up with, purified water. There's nothing wrong with just regular water, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, it works still. So, and when I say sexual activities, okay, I can't go too explicit about it, But if you are using unprotected sex, which result in a happy ending being released into your vagina, I hope you guys can read between the lines here, then if you're not trying to get pregnant, by all means, you would have to use a dish, and I would say use one that's just regular water or apple cider vinegar. You don't have to go into these expensive dishes that have there in the store, and by all means, stay away from those scented ones. Just empty it out. Just empty it out, and you can, you know, you can actually place some teas in there that are like red raspberry tea. Just gonna, just don't worry about the honey and all that other stuff. And you can dish with that. You can dish with Angelica, which is really good. And, or you can, like I said, you can use, if you have to use a vinegar, apple cider vinegar is more alkalizing than white vinegar. White vinegar will eventually dry you out and it'll cause vagina dryness as the years go on when you start getting into your 40s and your 50s. And you don't want to have that, especially if you're still sexually active with your husband or whoever. All right. Oh, and one more thing, too, and this is going to be debatable with a lot of women, but I am not for these satinous silk underwear to be worn all day long. I believe that the vagina should not be confined unless you're in your menstrual cycle. I do not believe that we should have on these tight underwears that's restricting airflow to that area. You get that area ventilated, you don't have to worry about dishing. So it's just so many things. If you're having an odor down there that requires you to dish, you know, there's so many things to take in consideration on why it's happening in the first place, okay? And also, like I said, depending upon your sexual activity is whether you should do it or not. If you're celibate, you put it this way, if you're not having sex or you're having protected sex, and if you are have a clean diet and don't wear underwear, you won't have a smell. So you don't need to douche. There, I said it. Anywho, let's see. The next question. Oh, my gosh, I only got 8 more minutes. Okay, guys, I'm going to have to, this is going to have to be the last question. I sure did run my mouth. See, I don't even know why I even asked people to call. I don't have time. I don't have time to even answer calls because of all the questions I get emailed. So, and I love it. Someone had to save the rest of this for next month. Sorry, have to do it. Okay, last question of today, of the day, of the night, actually. Dr. Akilah, what herbs are good for insomnia? This is a very good question. And, of course, like me, like a typical naturopath, I am going to have to ask why you have insomnia in the first place. You know, people who are highly stressed, people who are depressed, people who have a lot on their mind and they're constantly thinking about a work project or, you know, where their significant other is or they're worried about their children because they're out at night. You know, happy people sleep well. I know I do. I'm very happy, and I have no problem going to sleep. If you're suffering from insomnia, you're suffering from some sort of emotional distress, and that needs to be taken care of. You know, I don't like to throw herbs at a problem without finding out what the cause is. This is not the medical society. We're not going to suppress the symptom and give you these medications that's going to make you drowsy or whatever. We don't do that anyway. We'll give you some herbs that will promote sleep. But let's get to the root cause of why are you not sleeping in the first place. Are you high off of caffeine? And, yes, I said high off of caffeine because it can make you high. You just bouncing off the walls, all right? Did you take some kind of stimulant supplement, you know, for weight loss? Did you start exercising late at night? See, we got a lot of causations here. Are you stressed? Are you worried? Are you unhappy? Is something bothering you? What something is on your mind or something's happening to you physically for you to suffer from insomnia? For those people who are having problems going to sleep, my favorite herbs is hops, passion flower, valerian root. I know when I get on a plane and I go to Germany, I don't like to stay awake the entire time, so I put myself to rest, and I sleep for a good 7 hours, and my herbs of choice is two valerians, one hops, and one passion flower, and honey, it is nighty-night time, and I am sleeping the whole, not the entire plane ride. I think if it's a one-way, it's like 9 hours, but I'm sleeping seven of those 9 hours, and I'm gone, and then I wake up for the other two and try to get my composure, watch the movie or whatever, and I'm good to go. So those herbs are good, but do not use those herbs as a means of a cure for insomnia. You have to take care of the root cause. You know, that's always my approach to problems, is always take care of the root cause. You don't need the herbs in the first place. You see what I'm saying? You happy, everything's fine, you're not high off on caffeine, you're not you're not exercising 1 hour prior to going to bed, you're not, you know, high off of you're not taking any weight loss stimulants, then you'll have no problem going to bed. Like right now, I'm tired from having Muay Thai training earlier today, and I'm going to bed at 11:30, no problem, okay? So this is something to think about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this episode. I apologize if any of you all sent me questions, because I do have lots more questions. And if I didn't get to the question, I really, really apologize. I ran off at the mouth, and I wasn't aware of the time. So I will save the rest of these questions. If these are questions that you have to have answered now, then go ahead and email me and say, Dr. Keela, I emailed you a question to be asked and answered on your show, and you didn't get to it, and I want to know the answer now. I'll go ahead and send you the answer with no problem, and still read off your question on the air next month, because it's a very good question. So that's what I'll do. So if you must know your answer to your question now, just let me know by email or call. I'll go ahead and help you out and answer it for you, okay? All right, once again, this is Dr. Keela. Thank you for tuning in to Healing Power Hour Radio. You can always check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. Our office is also open tomorrow. I'm off on Sunday and Monday, but tomorrow I'll be available, and you can also call me in the office at 770-603-0141. And also want to let me know if you also want to email me. The email is located on the website healingpowerhour.com, which directs everybody to celestialhealing.net. Okay, this is Dr. Keela, and we're going to end this segment. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. This was actually a good show. I'm really happy about this show. There were some very good questions. I did take up a lot of time talking about the vitamin D, but hey, this is a good deal. You all know how I feel about good deals. I mean, a 3-month supply in one bottle, I mean, and you just don't know how many of my clients are like, I'm taking all these pills, I'm taking all these capsules. I mean, capsules, you know, you gotta look at herbs like, you gotta look at herbs like food and not look at it like medicine. You know, you can't take the amount of medicine, pharmaceutical drugs, like you do with herbs, okay, because herbs do not have side effects, and they are very healing. They have a higher vibration, and they're good for you, and they don't cause you to be sick. It improves your whole entire well-being, okay, so keep that in mind, and I'm going to go on out. You know what I'm going to start doing next month, too? I'm going to start having my music so that I can play that as I go out. All right. I'm going to leave you with the way I didn't bring you in with, blessings. I apologize. I always like to bless you guys with blessings of peace, love, health, happiness, and most of all, prosperity. This is Dr. Keela. Thank you so much for listening to me. I tune in next time for our next episode, episode 22. I have no idea what that's going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be something very good. All right, everybody. Love you. Be blessed and have a wonderful week. Bye.